ABC. The Urban Development Corporation, in association with the Jamaica Information Service, presents Urban Scope, a program that showcases the activities of the UDC. UDC, making development happen for you.
More than 1,300 volunteers participated in the Urban Development Corporation UDC's Coastal Cleanup Project at the Helshabay Beach in Port Moresby, St. Catherine on International Coastal Cleanup Day. Find out more on today's edition of Urban Scope. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. International Coastal Cleanup Day is the world's largest volunteer effort towards ocean health. This year's observance was commemorated on Saturday, September 16. Hundreds of thousands of volunteers around the world participated in coastal cleanup projects, and the Urban Development Corporation, UDC, was among the entities leading the charge in Jamaica.
Part of the UDC's mandate is to ensure that we have sustainability and ecological development, and that can't happen without our beaches. We need to make sure that conservation is not just about coming out here and doing it for one time for the year. It's about making sure there's a way of life.
UDC General Manager Dr. Damon Graham. More than 1,300 volunteers turned out in support of the corporation's project at Helshabay Beach in Port Moresby, St. Catherine.
We are in the middle of the Portland Bight Conservation Area, which stretches all the way from near St. Thomas all the way to Clarendon. And the Helshire Hills and the Helshire Beaches are part of that protected space. If we don't take care of our environment and have the sea and the sand in harmony in a way that we can preserve it, we won't have them to share with our tourists, with our families.
Some 65 groups ranging from infant schools to universities, corporate entities, service clubs, and non-governmental organizations, NGOs, were represented. Desmond Wellington is the president for the Leo Club of Portmore, the junior arm for the Lions Club of Portmore.
This is our fourth time being here, and we collected over 100 kilograms of garbage. We've adopted this beach, and we're here every other month. And we remove up to 10 to 15, 20 bags of garbage. Protecting our environment is really a pressing issue that will be beneficial further down the line.
At the end of the day, 578 bags of waste were collected, up from 502 last year. Included in that number were 248 bags of recyclables, weighing 1,658.45 kilograms or 3,656.3 pounds, and 266 bags of general waste, weighing 2,325.8 kilograms or 5,127.6 pounds. The total amount of garbage collected exceeded 8,000 pounds.
I'm very happy. I'm very proud. I'm excited because we have a lot of people out here who have come out willing and ready to clean up, to be educated, to understand. What this means for us is that the beach gets cleaned much quicker than the first time we started. But what it also means, most importantly, is that more people are becoming aware.
The turnout signifies a growing interest among Jamaicans on matters related to the environment, and the UDC maximized on the opportunity to educate participants on the environment and garbage disposal.
One of our topics in our GSAT exam is on pollution, and as a result of that, we carry along our children today to get the first-hand knowledge of pollution. Let's look at solid waste. Okay, when they go back, they always try to instill in the others that it is best to keep their environment clean. You will not see the classrooms looking on time. They will ensure that all their solid waste is in the bins.
Grade 6 coordinator at Holy Rosary Primary, Sharon Clark. As the UDC continues its conservation efforts in Helsha and other designated areas, the message resonating from the event is an appeal for better solid waste management, starting at the individual level. Now for Or Did You Know feature. Did you know that plastics are the most common trash items found on coastlines and pose a dangerous threat to marine life? To learn more about the work of the Urban Development Corporation, call 656-8031 or visit their website, udcja.com. You may also follow them on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter, or visit their information center on the ground floor, Kingston Mall, downtown Kingston.
The This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.